Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson meets with NFL officials on Monday. Peterson is asking to return to the league now that his child abuse case has been resolved. Meanwhile, Ray Rice, formerly of the Baltimore Ravens, is awaiting a ruling from an independent arbiter on the appeal of his indefinite ban for domestic violence. Joining me now is Sports Illustrated's Doug Farrar. Doug, welcome to Only a Game.
Pleasure to be here.
From the outset, Peterson admitted using a switch to discipline his son, something he said was done to him when he was a boy, but the early details of Rice's case were murkier. How do those differences affect their prospects for coming back?
There's also a local jurisprudence issue with Peterson in that Texas, where he pled down to a misdemeanor, corporal punishment is not seen as big a thing. It's kind of like dogfighting in certain areas of the South with the Michael Vick case. Mm-hmm. It doesn't excuse what Adrian Peterson did, in my mind. But in Peterson's case, the NFL came out and said, okay, we're going to move the domestic violence suspension penalty from a commissioner's decision to 6 games the first time, lifetime suspension the second time. This is the first time Adrian Peterson has been suspended for it. He's already missed 8 games. In Ray Rice's case, you're dealing with kind of a double punishment. They suspended him for 2 games for what they saw in the original video in the elevator in the casino with his then-fiancée, now-wife. And then later came back after all the uproar and said, oh, well, now we've seen more of the video, and now it's a lifetime suspension. And Rice's contention, and I believe he will win in this case, is that the NFL had all of this information from the start, and they're trying to cover their own bases here.
Elite running backs often see their skills decline quickly as they approach age 30. Rice is 27, and you said this week that he doesn't have enough, quote, left in the tank to compete in the NFL. Make your case for why you think Rice's career may be over.
Well, in the last 3 years, he's gone from 4.7 yards per attempt in 2011 to 4.4 in 2012 to 3.1 in 2013. Justin Forsett, who was a seventh-round pick a number of years ago for the Seattle Seahawks and had been bouncing around the league, is now in this offense, and he's one of the most productive backs in the NFL. So the Ravens, who I'm sure are pretty much done with Rice in general, have every right to see running backs as a fungible entity, and I think most teams do. The difference with Peterson is that he has been massively productive. He ran for over 2,000 yards in 2012. In an injury-shortened season last year, ran for almost 1,300 yards. Beyond all the off-season stuff, when it comes down to what happens in NFL front offices, that's a matter of pure talent. And really, don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
You have also pointed out that under the NFL's new conduct policy and the agreement that placed Peterson on the commissioner's exempt list, the league should have already sentenced Peterson to, quote, time served and cleared him to return to his team. What would time served mean in this case, and why hasn't that happened?
Well, time served in this case would mean the 6-game suspension. As I said, he's already missed 8. The issue is that he was on a paid suspension, and under the NFL's new rules, it would be an unpaid. So what I believe is going to happen after this hearing on Monday is he's going to serve a 1 or 2 game unpaid suspension, and then he'll be back on the field.
Looking beyond the individuals we've discussed and the crimes that they have committed, should we expect more changes to the NFL's policy on domestic violence issues in the coming months?
And see, Bill, this is where I really struggle with what the NFL has done, because Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, has been entirely reactive about this whole thing. I don't believe the NFL has had anywhere near the level of sensitivity they need to have on this issue. You know, I'm not a huge fan of Roger Goodell as a guy who will instigate change in the league. Now, he's put together different panels, different focus groups, but is it more about PR than actual change? I don't know.
Doug Farrar writes about the NFL for Sports Illustrated. Doug, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.